Yep, you have got the floss.
I have the luxury of neither speaking on behalf of the government of the United States nor the government of France. And from that lucky perch, just two observations. First, I think credit is due to our French friends on two counts. First, for over a year now, they have been trying, seemingly in good faith, and in the context of a real vacuum on this conflict, France has tried to put something on the table. Second point I would note is that France has been flexible enough in attempting to coordinate their effort with the Quartet, the EU, and around the US electoral calendar. As regards the United States and Ambassador Mansour's comment on why we have to wait until after November, Ambassador, you are, of course, correct. There is a painful history of making the Palestinians wait. Especially in Washington, it is never the right time for Palestinian independence. There's no good answer to that. I think it's fairly clear that there is a conventional wisdom that President Obama is unwilling to take any meaningful action on this conflict prior to November out of the fear that it could somehow rebound negatively on Secretary Clinton's candidacy. Personally, I think that fear is exaggerated. Nevertheless, that is the conventional wisdom, and by all indications, that is going to prevent the United States from doing anything of consequence before the election. I would also note that what President Obama will or will not do as regards Israel and Palestine seems to be one of the best-kept secrets in Washington. It's clear that he is waiting to make a decision. I can only speculate based on President Obama's record that there is a good chance, I would say better than 50%, that President Obama will move ahead with a Security Council resolution on parameters before he leaves office. I wish we could hope for more. I wish it were possible to push for the kind of consequences for settlement activity that Ambassador Mansour mentioned before November, but I'm afraid a council resolution after the election is the best case scenario.